Happy birthday, America. 4th of July special edition of Rosie on the House with Dr. David Dean, professor of history at Grand Canyon University, wrapping up our conversation on the Declaration of Independence. Short, little, sweet document.
Yeah, it's really a kind of an interesting art form to write such a big document in such a small number of words.
Yes.
But it encapsulates that whole idea of the 19th century Enlightenment, the 18th century Enlightenment, these ideas of Thomas Hobbes, the social contract, that you have this idea that we voluntarily give over to someone, a leader or a government, the ability for them to take care of us. And in exchange for that, we give them loyalty. We do what they tell us to do in the form of laws. And in exchange for that, they protect us. They protect us from each other. They protect us from foreigners. And it's interesting because part of that whole idea is that you have to give up something to get that. You have to give up some of your personal liberties in order to get all those other liberties, kind of thing. And so John Locke and Thomas Hobbes gives us those ideas. Montesquieu gives us the ideas of separation of powers, this idea that we should not give all the power to one, so we should have separate branches that will come out in our Constitution.
That was brilliant.
Yeah, I mean, it's really a great item to recognize. And of course, we have the French philosopher Jean-Jacques Rousseau, who talks about that in joining the contract, we lose our physical freedom to act upon our own personal appetites. Interestingly here, he uses the phrase personal appetites, just like we look at the pursuit of happiness.
Yes.
Those are appetites. And so he says that we gain liberty by having some limitations on those personal appetites so that we can all be under that kind of perspective of the government. We give over to our governor, our government. We give over to our leaders that power to take care of us.
And then an educated electorate is to keep the government constrained, right?
Yeah. Well, the last line of the Declaration is really important because we think that it just applies to those that signed it. It says, of course, that we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor.
Yes.
That pledge is not just for the people that signed this thing. That's our pledge to our same government, our same system. We pledge our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. And that includes the polling places, that includes paying our taxes, that includes serving our country in uniform, however way that means. That's our pledge. This document is not just for those that signed it. It's for all of us.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for coming in this morning and helping peel back layers of it so it can make more sense, so people can really appreciate it for what it is, an incredible document. You think we could write something this short, this beautiful today?
Too many lawyers in America for that.
It would literally be impossible, wouldn't it?
Probably so.
Yeah. An amazing document. I hope in this past hour you've heard something that encourages you to get a copy of it and make sure your children are familiar with it. Make sure your grandchildren, your nieces, your nephews are familiar with this document, the Declaration of Independence, the first document that starts
our revolution.
The revolution.
And that comes at the end of a sequence of 15 years of frustrations and events that these colonists who believed that, hey, we've been doing a pretty good job on our own, we don't need this oppression, we can take care of ourselves.
Mm. So moral of the story, vote for those who uphold the Constitution.
Or just tune in and I'll tell you how to vote.
No, you won't.
Can we do that? Can we make it really easy? Dr. Dean, thank you so much for your joining us. We have got a power-packed show for y'all today. Of course, we have John J. Harper coming in for his favorite hour of the whole week because you call in with questions about landscaping, digging, repairing irrigation, lighting, trimming, fertilizing, and you're doing all the work, and he's just sitting back and sharing with you the wisdom of the years. So he's in the air conditioning, sharing his wisdom and experience with you, the Arizona homeowner, on how to take care care of that lawn. It's his favorite hour of the whole week. It's the least work he does all week long.
Julie Murphy will be in with us as well from the Arizona Farm Bureau. Food pricing is down 4%. It's also a great time for corn. You're talking American, and what's more American and traditional than corn on the 4th of July. And we've got some great sweet corn ready for harvest. And then the key in that hour is to get online now at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Or go ahead and text your questions into 411-923.
The 9 o'clock hour is our open hour where anything you're trying to tackle around your house, home, castle, or cabin, we welcome you to call in, give us an idea of what you're trying to get done, and we'll put our building remodeling experience to work for you to see if we can't help you get that project done a little bit simpler, a little bit easier, and a whole lot more right, so you're not making any mistakes. In the 10 o'clock hour, we're going to bring back an interview from a fabulous garden down in Tucson.
Mission Gardens of Tucson.
Just a fabulous, fabulous story of great, again, it's more great, great history.
The, as far as anyone knows, longest, continuous area of agricultural in the country is right in Tucson.
Right at the bottom of
over 4,000 years.
Centennial Mountain, A Mountain, right at the Santa Cruz River, which we've studied already in our 7 o'clock hour before with our book, The Dry River, The History of the Santa Cruz River, one of the better books I've read in the last few years. Absolutely, really, really enjoyed it. So we'll be doing all of that and more. You don't want to miss any of this. It's Rosie on the House. We're going to have a special dedication to mention later in the show. July 4th was my dad's birthday, so he came in on July 4th, 1926, and decided to go home on Halloween Day, 2007. Missing one of my best buddies I ever, ever, ever had or ever, ever, ever will have, Dr. Rosie Romero. We also have a special memorial for two, three really good friends, 18-year-olds, a 16-year-old, that we lost this week that were almost a part of our family at Horizon High School. We'll be talking a little bit about that later in the show, if I can make it through that part of the show. But we'll be having fun. We'll be talking about your house, home, castle, or cabin. Don't go anywhere.